Conflicts among people and among nations have always provided source material for artists. The Korean War, which began 30 years ago today, was the background for Robert Altman's film MASH. 2 years after MASH was released, one of the most successful TV series ever was spawned by the film. Ira Glass visited the MASH set to talk with the show's stars, writers, producers, and technical staff about how their efforts relate to the real war in Korea. These are some of the responses.
There is a challenge that we have, which is to live up to the reality that those people lived. We must always remember that they weren't cute cut-ups back there. They were real people. And they had moments of frailty and sickness and strength and all kinds of things that real people have. And if we just put them through their comic paces or make them lend themselves unrealistically to some melodramatic theme, That's not true to the real experience. And if we can try to stick to the real experience, we'll give the audience something worth watching.
We cannot, and we will not do certain, and just because we're diametrically opposed to doing certain kinds of sitcom, quote unquote, stories, contrivances. Well, things that just wouldn't even fit here. It's very hard for us to do a show where Hawkeye gets caught in a massage parlor. Obvious reasons.
Yes, Alan keeps, as an example of sitcom kind of line or a sitcom kind of a plot, he keeps saying, Harry's lost his confidence. How will we help him? As if we wanted to do a story where Hawkeye loses his confidence and how do people restore his confidence, as if other people can restore his confidence. We're trying to do it no nonsense.
The show does have an integrity about what it will do in attempting to preserve the reality of the war and not making up things for convenience of a story.
We're going to be funny, but we're trying to do it the way it really would happen. Historically real, just in terms of the way adult sentient human beings respond to each other. It's not like a sitcom.
You can see that real research went into contacting dozens of doctors who had been in MASH units and interviewing them over the phone. We have reams of material from the doctors who lived this.
Half-breed babies, American and Korean babies that were fathered by American GIs over there. In the research, we found out some of the problems that they had. Problems create conflict. Conflicts create stories. So we decided to see if we could build a story around what would happen if a Korean mother left a baby, one of these babies, at the MASH unit.
We've heard a lot of information about how much the doctors in the MASHes made use of the Sears Roebuck catalog. There is one story that they actually ordered things from the catalog, a wash tub and special hosing and things, and made a kidney machine. What do you call that now? Dialysis machine, yeah. So we haven't found a way to do that yet. Because the nature of Sears Roebuck is you order something and you send the order form in and the goods come 3 months later. And there's a kind of an unspoken rule in situation comedy that a story won't last more than about 2 weeks.
We don't have anybody really involved with the show at all that's been in the Korean War, except the doctors that send in story ideas.
Do doctors write and say, yeah, that's just like the way it was? That looks.
Oh, yes, they get a lot of letters, not about the medical, but about the heart and soul of the show, which, you know, the sense of humor that is prevalent among American people in times of stress is really what the show is all about, how they get through all sorts of situations with a laugh.
The show is about war as hell, and these people are the ones that have to mend it. You see, the interesting thing about MASH is that these doctors and nurses and the personnel here, they can't quit their jobs. See, Charlie's Angels can quit. They can go on and join another private detective agency if they want to, you know, or the Fonz can open up his motorcycle shop. These people can't. They're stuck here. They are prisoners. They don't like being there. This is a very unique posture.
Of course, we moralize in certain areas. The general morality is war is not a wonderful thing to do or to have occur on this earth. But that's like coming out in favor of motherhood, I would think. I think people who like war are going to like war no matter what they see, and I think people who don't like war are going to continue it. It's in the same sense of All in the Family. I don't think that Archie Bunker has done anything to stamp out bigotry in America. The people that are bigots aren't going to be changed because Carol O'Connor, you know, makes the character look like an idiot. No, I don't think we really accomplish all that much, except possibly just to deal with some human beings and hopefully to entertain some people, hopefully to make them think, and of course, to make them laugh.
The producers, writers, stars, and crew of MASH were interviewed by reporter Ira Glass for NPR's Morning Edition, which is made possible with funds provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by a grant from the German Marshall Fund for international news coverage. Our producers are Jay Kernis and Mary Schaefer, with executive producer Frank Fitzmaurice. The directors are Rosemary Tobin and Doug Johnson. The engineers are Gary Fink, John Widoff, and Lauren Kelly. I'm Bob Edwards.